The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
All right, in this episode of PT Pinecast, we traveled all the way through the National Student Conclave in Portland, Oregon. We got weird. I got a chance to give a couple of talks, which was really cool and different. Weird. Weird because there was an audience. Yeah, usually when I do these interviews, it's just like me and one or two other people standing around. This was in front of the whole conclave, so it was awesome. I really appreciated it. Got the great vibes again from all the students. High energy. Always good to see where the profession is going with these students. So want to thank the students who participated in this episode. We walked around the expo hall and asked students three questions. What's a moment in PT school that made you stop and say, yes, this is why I'm here? Second question was, what was a moment in PT school so far that has just, man, just knocked you on your heels? And the third question from Sharon Dunn, APTA president, she wanted to know if students thought it was a good idea to date a fellow PT school classmate.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
I'm Casey Dietrich.
I'm Brittany Burkholder.
And I'm Christina Ryder from Widener University.
What has been the biggest pleasant surprise?
We have a pro bono clinic at school. Our experience in the clinic has really helped us on our clinicals, communicating with patients and like interprofessional members of the community.
Communicating. That was the topic of an Ignite talk yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a big deal right there. What do you think, Brittany?
I think for me, it would be just the different fields I could get into. I didn't realize like women's health, I could just do that.
Biggest pleasant surprise.
I like how much hands-on experience we've been getting in school that's helped translate over to clinicals. And I just felt like I was very ready for my clinical experiences.
Nice. What's been the thing that's like really put you on your heels?
Promoting myself as a physical therapist, like being my own marketer and like really have to put myself out there.
Communicate.
Communicate.
Look at that. It comes up again.
I would agree with Christina. Being here at the conference and like handing out our resumes has been, it's shown again like that our clinic and like the classes that we had at school have really prepared us, but it's also like just different marketing yourself.
I didn't realize that the first year they were going to throw us in with patients and get to treat them.
Real life human beings.
Exactly.
You have to touch them.
Exactly.
And they just sit there and they think, well, she knows what she's doing, uh-huh. Right? And you're like, yeah, no, I don't.
How much I retained. It was really cool.
Is it a good idea to date a classmate?
I say yet. I don't think I could personally because I'd be with them too much. You're with we're with each other all day, every day, learning the same stuff.
Yeah.
So I vote no.
Casey.
I think since you see each other all the time in class,
right?
Just being able to either balance time apart when you're outside of class.
Yeah, get away from me.
Yeah. Ugh. Balance together time with alone time and then you can make it work.
I vote no just because you need that time apart. And then when you come home, it's like more exciting to see that person.
All right.
And it just gets a little hairy with friends in school and everything.
So let everybody know your name and where you go to school.
I'm Austin Beard, Campbell University, North Carolina.
I'm Andrew Yost from Campbell University.
What's been the moment in school that has really been a pleasant surprise?
The end of the first year.
Being done was
being
the good
done
moment.
The first year. It was not easy, but got through it, yep.
But worth it.
Yep.
I think the first clinical, like the six-week experience that we have, just to go out, you realize that you know something after one whole year of school, so that's a bit of a pleasant surprise for me.
What's the moment that really was like blindsided you, knocked you on your feet, you didn't see it coming, and you're like, man, I didn't think this would happen in PT school, and it was the challenge.
Oh, man, I guess the first summer we had anatomy, cadaver lab, all that stuff, and it was just test overload.
I think I would second that. Just the first summer, first year in general, is just information overload. Yeah. So
I said a lot. It was like trying to change the tire on a 18-wheeler while it was on the highway doing 70. It's like you can't slow down. It's just going to happen. Sharon Dunn wants to know, should you ever date a PT school classmate? Is that a good idea?
I am currently doing that right now. So, yes, it's a good idea. If she ever listens, it's a great idea.
All right, fantastic. What's her name?
Her name is Kaylee.
Kaylee, he's all in.
I'm Casey Dietrich.
I'm Brittany Burkholder.
And I'm Christina Ryder from Widener University.
What has been the biggest pleasant surprise?
We have a pro bono clinic at school. Our experience in the clinic has really helped us on our clinicals, communicating with patients and like interprofessional members of the community.
Communicating. That was the topic of an Ignite talk yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a big deal right there. What do you think, Brittany?
I think for me, it would be just the different fields I could get into. I didn't realize like women's health, I could just do that.
Biggest pleasant surprise.
I like how much hands-on experience we've been getting in school that's helped translate over to clinicals. And I just felt like I was very ready for my clinical experiences.
Nice. What's been the thing that's like really put you on your heels?
Promoting myself as a physical therapist, like being my own marketer and like really have to put myself out there.
Communicate. Look at that. It comes up again.
I would agree with Christina. Being here at the conference and like handing out our resumes has been, it's shown again like that our clinic and like the classes that we had at school have really prepared us, but it's also like just different marketing yourself.
I didn't realize that the first year they were going to throw us in with patients and get to treat them.
Real life human beings.
Exactly.
You have to touch them.
Exactly.
And they just sit there and they think, well, she knows what she's doing, uh-huh. right? And you're like, yeah, no, I don't.
How much I retained. It was really cool.
Is it a good idea to date a classmate?
I say... Yet. I don't think I could personally because I'd be with them too much. You're with we're with each other all day, day, learning the same stuff.
Yeah.
So I vote no.
Casey.
I think since you see each other all the time in class,
right?
Just being able to either balance time apart when you're outside of class.
Yeah, get away from me.
Yeah, balance together time with alone time, and then you can make it work.
I vote no just because you need that time apart, and then when you come home, it's like more exciting to see that person.
All right.
And it just gets a little hairy with friends in school and everything.
What is your name? Where do you go to school?
Laura Fennelly, and I go to school at Clarkson University.
Clarkson University in New York?
Yes.
Taylor Piacenti.
What's been the biggest moment?
The exposure to different fields. You know, went into it having an interest, but having the exposure to all the different types of therapies and everything out there has been just really mind-opening.
I have to say more of like the independence and kind of the growth as you go through the program. You find out kind of more who you are and what you want to do, kind of along the same lines Laura was talking about with fields of therapy, but that independence.
What about the other end of the spectrum? What's the blind side moment?
Going on my clinical rotations, really having to separate school and clinicals from being like your personal life, because you get really involved into patients' lives and you want to take it home with you, and it's hard to separate the two.
Yeah. What do you think?
The amount of learning you continue to do, even just on like your clinical rotations, like you have to look up research articles.
I was always like, look that up.
Totally.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Last and final question. Should you date a PT school classmate? Should students in school date each other?
I think it depends. I mean, if you get along well and it doesn't cause any like conflicts within the class, why not?
From personal experience, you should.
Are you dating classmates?
Yes, I am. And it's the best support system I could ask for.
Perfect.
Mackenzie Redd, I'm from Eastern Washington
and
University.
What year?
I am a second year.
All right, so Mackenzie, best pleasant surprise since starting PT school?
I've loved my classmates. I think that was the best, like, I didn't expect to get as close to them. I mean, you spend 8 hours a day in a room. Pressure is high. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of stress. But the support group has been awesome. And the community, the PT community.
Which makes it more fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that's blindsided you the most?
I mean, school is great, but there are some weeks that just really blindside me stress-wise. And that's been the stress levels that I've gotten to have been...
Okay.
Really high.
Third question. Good idea, bad idea, date a classmate.
You know, we have seen a lot of success in our class, so I think it's a good idea.
Good.
We've had six couples between the years that are dating. One's gotten married, so.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good ratio. All right, good luck there at Eastern Washington University.
Well, thank you.
I'm Gloria Hahn, and I go to VCU.
And I'm Kate Lamach, and I go to VCU. I would say how funny the professors are.
Yeah.
Because they make science fun.
How about this one? What's something you didn't see coming blindsided you and really put you on your heels?
It's different from undergrad. Like, it just
How's it different?
You need more focus. Like, I feel like in undergrad, you can kind of get away with things.
Coast.
You can get by and not have to worry.
That's a good answer.
And still do well. And also, just the fact that you have a even bigger long-term goal, and so you have to keep your perspective in check.
Is it a good idea to date a classmate?
Depends on the classmate.
That's right. I think we have four interclass couples.
Yes. Four couples?
I'm not one of them, but...
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm Kaylee, and I'm from Campbell University in North Carolina.
And?
I'm Hollis. I'm from Campbell University in North Carolina. Ooh, definitely having a neuro class and having a patient come in and, like, continue working with her. We have a patient that's been seeing us since March, and a few of us do it after class. And I think that was, like, I was like, wow, this is what I really want to do.
Translation from the stuff in books and tests to, like, a person.
Yes, exactly. Similar for me, my big moment was working in the pro bono clinic at our
university. Through that, we're able to reach out to a bunch of people around in the community and at our university and provide care and actually see people get better, put our hands on people, so that's good.
Makes the studying and the hours and the stress and the lack of sleep and the lack of food worth it, right?
Yes, yeah, it definitely does.
Second question, what was that moment in PT school when you were like, oh, expletive, the blindside moment that knocked you on your heels?
Anatomy, exercise, physiology, what else was there? Pharmacology.
So I mean, like just, a perfect storm of stress and...
Yeah.
But you survived it, you got
barely
through.
I think.
What got you?
Burns and wounds class.
Yeah.
Making a face right now. It's a radio show, but I just want to describe. It's like a... Are you smelling the wound smell?
I'm smelling it. It was not... I was not fond of it.
Also, the rejected McDonald's theme. I'm smelling it. That's not... They don't go with that one. Third question. Should you date a PT school classmate?
Yes. Well... Carefully, I would say.
Do we have your boyfriend earlier?
Yeah, we talked to Austin earlier.
He was way more positive.
Yeah,
he was all
I
in.
I am very positive
about
it. I
just want to point that out.
I said yes, all and right. then I just
Hollis,
said carefully.
As a third-party observer, is it a good idea to date a PT school classmate?
Well, their relationship is good. From my experience, it's better to pick somebody from a different program, so a different PT school, pick them.
Sounds like you might have personal experience in that.
Personal.
Blake Hawkeiser, and I go to LSU Health Science.
What's the one thing in PT school that's been like the most pleasant surprise?
All of the teachers are
okay, that's a butt kiss moment. I like it. There's 3 points right there in your next test.
No, but it's really hard, but it's still a lot of fun. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be as much fun.
I think I like that we get to go into the faculty clinic all the time. Mm-hmm. And so now I've like got to where I have favorite patients that aren't even my patients that I get to see all the time.
All right, I like
that's
it.
That's great.
What's the thing that you didn't see coming that really blindsided you, put you on your heels?
This interview.
Okay, good answer. Didn't see, this is a weird thing, so I like it.
I think whenever we got to PT school, we're used to like this set schedule. Like we're used to doing all of these things in order and we know this. And sometimes it's like, oh yeah, by the way, register for this class and we have a little extra work for you. And so it's very surprising.
It can pile up.
Yes.
All right, blindsided. What did you got? What's your blindside moment?
The intensity of the summer, even though they warned us a lot, it was still...
All right, what do you think?
Surprise.
It all just hits you so fast. It's a lot of information all at once.
Speed.
So.
Is it a good idea to date a PT school classmate?
I can imagine it might be a little awkward, but you might have some conversations that you wouldn't have normally because I can't have certain conversations with my boyfriend because he has no idea what muscle I'm talking about. I think that we're all more like siblings. So it
like
seems
kissing like, your brother.
Yeah, so it seems kind of strange to me.
I mean, yeah, we kind of all got really close really fast because you start undressing and looking at anatomy really fast. But like Blake said, I think it's cool to like get close to somebody that you can talk to like that. But at the same time, I think you might get a little too close sometimes.
Okay. We got to go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Got a pretty kick-ass opportunity with our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. Go places with Aureus. That's the deal, man. They hook you up with travel assignments all over the United States, and now they're giving you a chance to win two $500 Southwest Airlines gift cards. You can go wherever you want. All you got to do is hit ptpintcast.com to get signed up and win one of those two $500 Southwest Airlines gift cards. Go anywhere you want there. ptpintcast.com. Get signed up right now. What are you waiting for? It's free.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
Christina Simpson, I go to VCU.
And?
Michael Graham, also go to VCU.
So we're asking students the same 3 questions, want your honest answer, okay? What's the moment in PT school? What's the thing that's been the most pleasant surprise?
Probably the camaraderie within our class. You come and you think, oh, everybody's going to be very competitive against each other, but we're all here for class effort and we're all trying to help each other succeed.
How about you?
So I came in having most of my experience in outpatient ortho, and having my first 2-week clinical in acute care was probably my biggest surprise, and I really opened my mind to other options. So
eye-opening.
I have no idea what I'm going to do now, but it was a nice surprise.
How about the thing that shocked you the most?
Anything having to do with insurance, I just have Amen. A hard time
Amen. How about you, Michael? Thing that blindsided you?
I would probably say my interest in orthopedics, just because I didn't have a lot of experience coming into PT school, and so having a very strong background in orthopedics at our school.
Is it a good idea or a bad idea to date a classmate? Michael made a face and then ducked away from the microphone.
Well,
I feel
a
story
coming
up.
We have a couple couples in our class.
Always
so, you
do.
Know, I don't know if it's a great idea or a bad idea, but
it's
they
happening.
Seem to be happy, so yeah. That's all that matters.
My name is Mike Carney. I'm a PTA student from Norwalk Community College in Norwalk, Connecticut.
What's been the moment in PTA school that really was a pleasant surprise?
Where it all started with NSC last year. Kind of went there on a whim. I was only a PTA student for 8 weeks, and I went down there. I was able to get some funding. You know, it really opened my eyes to all the possibilities out there and just getting involved on another level.
Moment that knocked you on your heels in school, like didn't see it coming, and boom, this was really hard to come back from.
You know, it's been a struggle a little bit, you know, balancing and just time management, but...
All right, last question. Should you ever date a classmate while in school?
That's risky business right there. I would say personally, no, but I know a lot of people that do it and that have been successful at it.
To each their own.
You know, if you want it, go for it.
Sarah Neveu.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Your name badge is backwards.
Man.
That is a conference faux pas. It's got to be forward. Sarah is from Eastern Washington University. And what year are you?
Second year.
First question. What's the thing that's been the most pleasant surprise in starting PT school?
The sheer amount of community that we have. Just in any program we want to do, any specialty we want to focus in, there's always... an APTA resource, there's always a professor that is willing to talk with you about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the thing that blindsided you, didn't see coming, and it just really, really put you on your heels?
Not necessarily the number of hours I was going to need to study, but just difficult it was going to be to do as well as I wanted to. But then also realizing that, you know, a lot of PT school is learning how to become a good therapist and not necessarily a straight A student.
Right. Oh, that's a good point. I like that very much. Is it a good idea to date a classmate?
Well, I'm dating one above me, so think it's going to work out pretty nicely.
All right, good.
Long-time listener, first time meeting you in person. Josh Clark, second year, and I attend the University of St. Mary.
Edwin Porras, also go to the University of St. Mary.
Jason Valois, University of St. Mary.
What's the moment in PT school that has been a pleasant surprise? It came along, you didn't see it coming, but you were like, yeah, this is why I'm here.
I really love how we're focusing on the biopsychosocial aspect of it. It's so much more than, I thought it was going to be kind of a fall by the wayside, but it's definitely, our instructors do a great job of saying, hey, treat the person at the end of the day, we're trying to get them back to what they want to do in life.
Looking at the patient holistically as a person, and even within our own program, our professors have a variety of backgrounds, be that we have like a physician who's based in anatomy, we've got a biomechanics professor, and we've got a couple chiropractors turned PTs, so they've got a great handle on manipulation and how that is now. Dry needling specialists. It's just so many avenues of PT that come together in our program.
It just shows you the vastness of the career.
Yeah.
It's cool because you're like, oh, I don't have to just even, you know, I don't have to just have a cookie cutter career. I just go into to work anywhere. You can literally pave your own way.
Yeah.
Second question, other end of the spectrum. What was the moment in PT school that really put you on your heels? You were like, oh man, I didn't see this coming. That's hard.
Had this great practical in our acute class. We had a live patient and with line management, all that good stuff.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Talk about keeping on your toes and hands on the gate belt.
Absolutely has to do with practicals. I knew their practicals were coming, but as soon as they hit, I was like, wow, this is a lot different than sitting down and taking a test. So definitely practicals.
Hands start to shake, mouth filled with cotton.
That's
everything's
it.
mumbly.
It's
the same for everybody. That's what I wanted to let you know. Last question. Should you ever date a classmate in PT school?
We have a couple of classmates that met each other, and they're doing fine.
How's that going well?
As far as we can tell, it's Facebook official for one of them. So, you know, I think they're going strong.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.